Kentucky Lake and Barkley, Sardis, Ross, Burnett, Toledo Bend, Rayburn, and Conroe, he won't forget. He loved Lake of the Ozark, he loved Table Rock. Bull shows on the White River, he ain't gonna never stop. He's a great American fisherman.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. And right now, we are going to do something interesting and exciting because on the Pacific coast of the western United States, there's a salmon run going on, which is in some areas the best it's been in, 10 years? Bob Summerow from Western Outdoor News is going to be helping us out a little bit. And then we also are going to bring in Tom Matush, who's out of Half Moon Bay. So we're going to get reports all the way down from Northern California, all the way down south of Point Conception, and maybe what's going on and how to do something with it. Bob, let's go ahead and start with you.
Well, howdy, howdy, howdy. Hey, well, I got to tell you, you're absolutely right. This is the best salmon season we've had in at least 10 years. And while it's just getting underway, the signs are that it's going to be outstanding.
That's incredible.
Fish have been picked up everywhere from Santa Barbara all the way up to Monterey with limits on most of the private boats going out of Monterey and some of the private boats going out of Santa Barbara and all the points in between.
Well, let's start down south. And from what I understand, Bob, and I think you were mentioning, is that for some reason they're very, very deep, 200-300 feet.
Well, this is typical. It's typical for the pre-runners, the early fish, to be coming in the deep water and doing most of their run that way. What's happening is the boats down south, right out of the channel, right in the channel in the slot there off Santa Barbara, are picking up fish in the 200 to 300 foot depth, trolling deep, deep, deep with the downriggers and flashers. And by setting up a rig like that, they're able to actually pick up a couple of fish on most every trip. They're not getting huge numbers of them, but the fish are fairly good size, up to 15, 20 pounds.
And remember, these are Chinook or king salmon that are coming down into Southern California.
That is correct. That is correct. And that's huge because for years, you know, we'd maybe get one or two in a whole season, and already fish are being picked up every day.
Well, let's go to introduce Tom Matush on the Hooley Cat, who operates out of Half Moon Bay, which is a little bit, south of San Francisco or south of Santa Cruz. And Tom, give us an idea what you've been finding out.
Well, to give you an example, today I felt like I was a laggard. I didn't have full limits for the boat and the crew until 10:30. There was other boats that had come down from Sausalito that had limits and were headed home by 9:30.
epic. Well, congratulations on the limit, Tom. That's excellent news.
We're in just standing around. The boat's clean, and everybody's just doing a little BSing, and it's just it's been a stellar catch. We've had different batches of fish. We opened the season with a good bite, not knowing where the fish were. We went out, and still everybody had a minimum of a fish a rod. Now it's pretty consistent limit. People are
Tom, let me ask you a couple of quick questions. When you say they're getting limits, how many anglers are you taking out?
I've heard of different boats taking out up to 25 anglers and still having limits. Like today, we had eight, and it's tremendous. We're losing fish. Fish are eating krill. Now, as opposed to, I just heard somebody fishing deep down south, we're getting all of our fish in like the 17 to 40 foot range. So these are easily, whether you got a set of downriggers or whether you got sinkers, we're just using the 2.5 pound balls.
Those are the release balls.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are sure sounding great. I sure would like to have a couple fillets of those down here in the Baja to eat them.
Well, if the salmon bite keeps up, they're going to need that extra water in Baja. You better be careful what you wish for. We got salmon down to Ventura.
Really? But I don't think they're going to get down here to La Paz.
Okay. We have to send them around the corner.
Well, I think we'll see. We'll work out a deal with you, and but maybe we'll trade some ahi for some salmon.
Tom, I'll do that any day. I love salmon. I don't get fresh salmon down here.
I wanted to ask you, Tom. Some of the fish down here are being picked up, and they're finding that they actually have lizard fish and pompano in their bellies. They're actually picking up a lot of fish with a considerable amount of whole fish rather than the krill. What are you guys using for bait up there?
We're using anchovies, but the watermelon apex is working good. The red crocodile is working good. These fish are so full of krill that you bounce them on the deck, and you know we're having multiple hookups before you can get the fish pinned and in the fish box. There's all kinds of reddish-orange krill on the decks that they're expelling. Just amazing.
Amazing.
Well,
that's incredible.
Every direction you looked, there was humpback whales feeding. You're crossing gray whales. We're having a lot of your Baja whales, grays, and the calves are passing through. And out where we were fishing today, maybe 14 miles from, just thick with humpbacks.
We'll have to get you in touch with Bill Carr out of our San Francisco office.
Bill ought to come out here and get in on some of that pink meat.
Maybe John and I'll head up that way.
It sounds like a good idea to me, and I'm sure.
What about me? I'm not invited, or what?
Well, you've got work to do down in Baja.
Yeah, like you don't have enough to do down there.
Yeah. Hey, Ron.
Yeah, but some fresh salmon sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, we're gonna have a lot going on up here because Rockfish opens below Pigeon Point May 1st. Commercial fishing opens May 1st. So we're going to have a lot of different people going different directions. You ought to see the activity in the commercial fleet. They're excited about this. The sport anglers are walking off with lots of 20-pound fish. On Saturday, we had four fish come into this harbor alone, all over 30 pounds.
Whoa.
So there's tremendous quality.
So these fish, to be that size, they have to have been swimming around in the water for, what, 3 years?
Yeah, we've got a lot of two-year-olds, but we're also seeing our
three-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. And these fish that we're talking about came out of the Sacramento River, is that correct?
Yeah, the Sacramento River drainage system. A lot of hatchery fish, but we're seeing wild fish as well.
Now, it was just a couple years ago where they shut the season down completely up there because of the numbers.
Because of the numbers, the water, the ocean conditions. The number of fish that were returning, the counts were bad, and the counts were so good this year, but mostly just on jacks, the two-year-old, that one of the options was to go back to three fish. How long has it been since we've seen three fish?
Well,
they didn't
Never.
Adopt that one, but I'll tell you what, I'm still utterly happy with the two fish that we've got and the kind of fishing we're seeing. Like you say, it hasn't been this good in 10 years.
Well, down in Southern California, it's there was a little bit of a season I think in '92, but not like what's building up now. It's probably '02, but it's probably since '95 that there's been a real strong season down here. So, is it because the control, or is it just the way that the cycles work?
I'm telling you, John, it's the same thing I told you last time we talked. I'm certain it's a cyclical thing. And, that's just my personal opinion, not based on any science.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bob, I'm sure that...
It's partly ocean conditions as well. We had several years of mild winters, no upwelling, no krill production. Right now, there's krill everywhere.
Okay.
The whale watching and nature boats are reporting seeing blue whales already this early at the Farallon Islands.
Okay.
We've got whales.
Well,
we're gonna
have to let you guys go, but it sounds very exciting.
Man.
We're gonna stay tuned to that. Now, Bob writes for Western Outdoor News, and I'm sure you're gonna be finding some articles in there about it. And then, of course, Tom Matouche has the Hulicat, HulicaT.com. If you want to get on, no matter where you are, it's worth a trip out to Half Moon Bay to get in on this because it's sure a lot cheaper than going to Alaska. In Alaska, the limit's one fish. So, anyway, you're listening to Fish Talk Radio. Grizz is gonna stay with us, and we're gonna be right back. And we're going to be moving down to Mexico, I believe, and talk about that.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. We also have the Grizz from La Paz. And what we might want to talk about, Grizz, is you and I, a couple of days ago, went out fishing with Picante Fleet out of Cabo San Lucas. And, you know, I would just, I think that I would say these are the good old days. You know, a lot of people talk about, you know, the lack of fishing and the, but where could you go? Why don't you give a quick description of what we did when we went out?
Well, it's, John, we went out about 15 miles out, maybe a little farther. And by 11:30 in the morning, we had boated 4 marlin. We've probably seen, I would say, over 25 marlin up on top that just, we could pitch to them, they weren't hungry. Now, John, I don't think it could get any better than that. The only way they could get any better than that is if you just walked on their backs across the ocean. I mean, come on, we had Mako sharks jumping all around us. We had threshers jumping all around us. You caught that really big Dorado. I mean, it just doesn't get any better. Old, new, future, 100 years ago, I can't imagine any day being any better.
Well, I've been going down there for more than 25 years, at least once a year. And you can, the great thing about Cabo San Lucas is that you can go down there December, January, February, and still have a strong likelihood of catching striped marlin.
Oh, yeah, they're here all year round. You know, Charlie and I making the show, we're out there, you know, once a week. I mean, we catch marlin almost every week when we're out, if that's what we're targeting.
Well, I tell you, that Picante Fleet with that 35-foot Cabo is a really comfortable way to get out on the water. And, of course, the water was great. But we've got Mike Wolf from Picante Fleet on the line. Why don't you give us an update of what you've been seeing in the last few days, Mike?
John, you guys said it. It's Marlin City. Again, they're seeing large numbers of marlin. Not as many biters as we'd like, but, you know, the more you see, the better chance you got. You guys did real good because you got four to take. The other day we had some guys, they only got one to take, but they saw a tremendous number of marlin. Everyone was excited because they got the pitch to them, and, you know, that's fishing. And sometimes you catch them, sometimes you don't, but they're out there. Like you say, the Dorado is starting to hit. Rooster fishing has been real good, too, so it's, I mean, guys are going out on the same boat and catching two marlin and coming in catching two roosters.
Well, I do have to admit, it helps if you got the right crew. You know, that Picante Fleet, you know, and of course, the crew that we like to use on the Salsa, they know what they're doing. They find them, they work them. They had some dead bait that they'd tease them with and throw the live bait in front of them. And I think that made a difference. And a lot of the fish that we did get, it wasn't just a matter of pitching a bait to them. It was a matter, they didn't go down. So they, you know, the captain kept his eye out and he kept chasing after him until the marlin finally decided that he's going to take it.
Yeah, Brinkos is pretty good about spotting those suckers, isn't he?
Yes, he's
yeah, he's got eyes like an eagle. Man. And besides that, he's a lot of fun to be with and so helpful in everything.
Yeah, he's a character.
Yeah. And Hugo's also a really great guy.
Good mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. It's a good crew, and they work good together, and that's, you know, very important.
And there's rumors now about big squid around, but I was out at the surf fishing last weekend. There was a large number of ballyhoo, and must have been thousands of jacks chasing them. You could see the waves were just full of fish.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And so you heard the squids are coming in?
I heard someone talk about they've been seeing some big squid, but there's just a lot of ballyhoo around too.
Yeah, over in Punta Arenas, there's a lot just. Everywhere is ballyhoo, but I haven't heard anything about the squid. That's the first time I've heard anything about them.
I heard, we had some smaller squid earlier, but I think one of the guys was saying one of the other captains said they saw some.
Yeah, the Humboldt's, yeah. Squid. Well, they make good bait for tuna, don't they?
Well, they make good bait for anything.
Everything. But, you know, last year, Mike, we did not see one squid anywhere in any place.
That's true. Last year,
they weren't I didn't hear of one person even catching a little one.
Nope.
So maybe they're going to be here this year.
Well, if you get them here and keep these marlin around, the fishing's going to get even better than it is.
I can't imagine being any better. I really can't.
Well, Wolf, while we got you on the line, you're probably looking out at your office or looking in your office, looking out at the marina and, of course, all the sights to be seen between you and the marina. There's a lot of interesting scenery down there, especially as it warms up. But why don't you give us some contact information if somebody wants to go down and get in on some of this?
Well, you can call us right here. You can check online, first of all, at www.PicanteSportFishing.com. Or you can call us here at 714-442-0644. And that's right here in the marina where I just stuck my finger out. It's warm, and I can see it's sunny outside. It's a beautiful day.
Okay. Thanks, Wolf. We really appreciate you helping us out on that beautiful 35-foot Cabo. Comfortable, awesome, awesome boat. So we'll be talking to you real soon. Thanks for that.
Okay.
Hey, Grizz, you know what? We might want to mention that the fishing down there, you know, right now, and hopefully it's just going to keep getting the same or better. If somebody wants to get the same opportunity that you and I had, let's see if we can do something for them.
All they got to do, John, is get a hold of me, asobonline.com, or get a hold of you. We can put things together. We've got these, remember, we got that 35 Cabo that we can use, and then up here in La Paz, we got another boat. We can put them up, and we can beat most anybody's prices. That's for sure. We can get them in there cheaper than most people can, and we'd be happy to do it, and we can make a show with them.
Well, I was going to say that we're going to work out the details, but based on four people, for about $800 per person, you get 2 days fishing on a 35-foot Cabo. You get four nights accommodations, and you go to fishtalkradio.com and go to the front page, and it is the link that says Cabo San Lucas Condo. That's where we can put you up, or we can put you up in La Paz. And Grizz will come along with his film crew, make a television show, and give you a CD. So, you know, where can you do that?
Yeah, the other thing, John, is very important. You know, we're getting ready, you and I, to make that tour where the people can come down and start fishing at Cabo and fish all the way to East Cape, spend a night in East Cape, and then fish back to Cabo. That way you don't have to come in at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Stay out there, get into the fish, and fish them as long as you want.
Wow. Well, that sounds like I might even like to try that. Hey, Grizz, we got somebody else on the line that's we're going to bring into the party. We have Mark Lassine from the Bass Angler magazine. So I think we're going to change gears a little bit. We've been talking about salmon. We've been talking about the blue water fishing. Let's talk a little bit about bass fishing, Mark.
Yeah, we can step on over to the green side here.
Yeah. Okay.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing fantastic.
Oh, doing great.
Hey, Mark, do you have your headset on?
You know what I do, but I can't transfer it
That's okay.
to my other line.
Okay.
You want to call me back? I can.
No. We're gonna go with it. So, but just give us an idea. This time of the year, things are not only are they changing. I think they've already flipped around in a lot of areas. So give us an idea on some bass angling, where to go and how to do it.
You know, if you're anywhere near Clear Lake, it is just on fire. I think there is about 100,000 4 to 6 pound fish up in the real shallow water there. It's just incredible. Tournaments, you know, a bad tournament day there has been 20 pounds for 5 fish. And that's been like last place. It's just off the hook. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm jonesing to be up there. I'm here, you know, working on the magazine today, but, you know, would love to be up there. It's just incredible. Well, I think you can almost catch them any way you like.
What about some of the other, smaller lakes and rivers that you find, you know, throughout most of the United States? Is this a good time of the year?
You know, all of them ought to be really good. This is just prime time bass fishing right now. The fish are either, you know, moving up. If you're up north, they're moving up to spawn. If you're down south, they just finished spawning. You know, they're moving out, you know, on the docks and the outside structure, on the weeds. You know, and I think this is a great time of year, especially for kids or anybody, you know, beginners, because you can catch them any way you like. If you want to fish plastic worms or a jig or a topwater or a spinnerbait, crankbait, you know, you can pretty much catch fish any way you like this time of year. You just need to get your bait in the water and move it around a little bit, and you ought to be able to get a bite.
Oh, okay. So you're not just talking about continually throwing lures. You can actually just put some plastics in the water and move them around?
Yeah, you can catch them on, you know, you can catch them on worms and jigs and lizards, senkos, almost any bait out there right now is a time of year to catch them.
Okay, and do you need a boat?
No, you can catch them off the shore in a kayak, float tube. You know, the nice thing about this time of year is most of the fish are up pretty shallow. Mm-hmm. So even the guys, you know, walking the shore can catch them. And golf ponds, little ponds, you can pretty much just catch them almost anywhere in the country, you know, this time of year is good.
Mark from Bass Angler Magazine, which is, was it bassanglermag.com?
Bassanglermag.com is our website, and go on there. We have some, we got some articles, some videos, a lot of latest, greatest information. Also, if you scroll down to any page on the website, there's a special for the magazine.
Okay.
So you can get on there, and you know, we publish a lot of great articles, ones that aren't seen anywhere else, you know, on the web or anywhere. I have a lot of great writers.
Get some tips and find out if you're walking the bank what you're supposed to be looking for. Right now, we're going to let you go. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan. We also have the Grizz on the line. Mark, thank you for coming and joining us. We're going to be back with you.
Considered the finest long-range sport fishing vessel in the world, the Royal Polaris is based at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fishing the Royal Polaris provides unmatched service, speed, and comfort. Live the dream of landing giant yellowfin tuna, wahoo, and summer albacore. Still the fastest long-range sport fisher in the world at 113 feet, the Royal Polaris offers first-class staterooms, refrigerated fish storage, the latest in electronic fish-finding gear, and unmatched expertise. Live your dream for less money than expected. Visit Royal Polaris.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
Everybody always gets his one. Me, I always get my way. When you're talking about that 5-pound bass, 31 gets a fish. Jump in my John.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan. We also have the Grizz on the line with us. Grizz, this has been pretty exciting stuff going on today, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, the thing's just... You know, like you keep saying, John, and you got every reason. You say everybody talks about the good old days. Well, by golly, the good old days seem to
this
turn
is it.
Around.
This is
it.
Yeah, we're talking, you know, about the big salmon run that's happening in the Pacific off of California, and you know, I've always believed that, you know, we certainly have control over our fisheries, and you know, we got to watch the pollution and you know, don't deplete the species, but it mostly has to do with cycles that we don't have control over.
I agree. You know, Mother Nature has been taking care of herself for years. We managed to screw it up a little bit, but still she takes over. I remember, you know, not talk about the ocean, but in North and South Dakota, one time, you know, they didn't see one jackrabbit. And the next year, there were like millions of them. So, you know, everything replenishes itself. We don't understand that, but Mother Nature does.
Right. Well, and even we're talking about the, you know, the fishing down in Baja. And what was interesting about the salmon was, you know, talking about the upwelling of the krill, the ocean conditions all having something to do with it, things that you don't really think too much about. Obviously, the bait has a lot to do with it because where the bait is where the bigger fish are. But it's, you know, but that is also something that, you know, they have a tendency to move around and go with currents, and there's just things that we don't completely understand.
No, we never will. You know, you have to just be thankful that, like I say, great Mother Nature does know how to take care of things. And, well, John, you talk about the salmon. Then what you and I seen with my son Charles.
Right.
Filming that show down there. Marlin everywhere.
Okay. Well, Grizz, we did find Mandy from Lake Shasta, so we're going to go inland and get a freshwater report from the Northern California area. Mandy, good to have you on.
Good to be on.
We've been having so much fun, and you know, it looks like there's fishing everywhere. We've been talking about, you know, there's a salmon run off the coast of California. You know, there's more marlin, you know, than you've ever seen down off Baja, and this is the time where the bass are biting. Talk a little bit about Lake Shasta.
Well, it's about 6 feet from the crest, so it's all the way up to the shoreline. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful, and we've had some really, really good weather this last week as far as no rain. So a lot of fishing, a lot of boats out there. It's been really great.
Well, it's certainly that time of the year, and it's the rain that, you know, they've been getting in California. So have you guys been getting enough of that that you're getting a good runoff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think we got more than what we wanted.
Okay.
Or more than what I wanted.
More than what you wanted, okay. But there's still some shoreline left to fish from?
Yeah, a little bit. But you can.
That doesn't sound too promising.
You could stand in the bushes.
Well, that'll work. But the good news is that with the accommodations you guys have up there, you can go up there and get a place to stay and get a boat, because you guys, how many accommodations and how many boats do you guys have available up there?
There, you know, the different major marinas like Bridge Bay and Jones Valley, that's where you would get your boats from. And there's quite a few that you can rent from them. And then we have campgrounds all over the place, you know, beautiful campgrounds, beautiful spots to stay. And like the fishing, you know, besides all those amenities, I mean, it's pretty cool place to be.
Well, that sounds just awesome. And, of course, with the summer season coming up, it might be a good idea to start making some reservations.
Absolutely. Yeah, go to recreation.gov and get your reservations in on those campgrounds. They're going to be taken, especially with the lake being so full.
Mm-hmm. And that website again was? Reservations.gov. It's at Cal... Okay. Mandy, thank you very much for coming on. But anyway, go ahead and get in touch. It's California, caparkscompany.com. And they'll take care of you no matter where you are. Right now, we're going to go back all the way down to Southern California, down to the San Diego area where the West Marine Superstore is. And our resident expert is Dan Hart's going to give us an idea what's happening in that part of the world, Dan.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Oh,
I'm doing great, Dan.
I'll tell you what, Dan, I don't know if you heard about it, but farther up the coast, there's been a phenomenal salmon season. Grizz and I were fishing just a few days ago down in Baja, and the amount of striped marlin down there is just absolutely incredible. But give us an idea what's happening in between.
Well, stuff's starting to bite here in San Diego a little bit. The yellowtail has started popping up just outside of Mission Bay, just a couple of miles outside the jetty, working on bird schools and outside of La Jolla. They've been pretty good fishing for the guys in the little boats going out and catching a fish. A good buddy of mine went out. I couldn't go with him because I had to, early day I had a party, but he had a 25-pound yellow on the surface iron here just a couple of days ago.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Three-quarter day boats have been picking up a handful of fish, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 fish, something like that, pretty consistently for a while. And now, finally, they're starting to show a couple of yellows at the Coronado Islands are just starting to pick out now. Now, the three-quarter day boat, the Malahini's been running down there and picking up a couple of fish on each of his last two trips down there. So that's good news. Got a little weather's going through this week, which will kind of change that. We'll kind of wait to see what happens with that. On the inshore, other than that, it's pretty much rockfish fishing for the local rockfish stuff. There's been a little bit of calico bass going on. Guys are starting to pick a few fish deeper in the kelp and on the deep stones. But we need another couple of degrees for that to really get going, a little bit warmer water.
Well, it sounds like farther up in the Channel Islands area, they've been getting a lot of lingcod. Are you getting any down there?
They're getting a little bit of stuff down here. Now, we don't really get a really good lingcod bite down here like they do up above. We do get some here, and we catch a lot of them, but a lot of it's just shorts or barely legal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, we get some nicer fish, and there are some here, but we don't have a really good dedicated fisher where you can really go out and target them and catch them.
Mm-hmm. Now, and I don't know the answer to this, Grizz, but the yellowtail, apparently, Mike was saying that down as far as Cabo, there's still some yellowtail, and of course, up farther up the coast in the Sea of Cortez is the Loreto.
Well, my guys just went out yesterday and caught 9 in my boat, some of them 35 to 40 pounds.
That's out of La Paz.
Yeah, right out of La Paz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, are these the same fish that are moving up the coast, Dan, or is it a different
Yeah, they're all California yellowtail. They're all the same. They're the same species. There's two. Even the ones they catch in New Zealand, they consider the same species. They consider them basically subpopulations that don't intermingle. But yeah, all California yellowtail up and down from the stuff they're catching there from Santa Barbara all the way to Cabo are California yellowtail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we catch them there. We catch them. I have a group of guys that's leaving tomorrow to go to San Lucas Cove about halfway down the Sea of Cortez. Excellent yellowtail fishing this time of year down there. Just the beginning of May, we go down there right on the right moon, and it's great yellowtail fishing.
Well, they seem to like, well, of course, in Baja, they're earlier fish because as the water warms up, they apparently move north. What is the water temperature you're looking for yellowtail?
It's surprising. We'll catch them here in even colder water. We'll catch them here sometimes 58, 59, but they like stuff that's in the mid-60s if they can get it here to start with. And you catch them in Baja and stuff that's 70, 72 all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, when we get them in the low 60s, we're starting to start at 62, 63 kind of albacore water, you're going to find the yellows going off, too.
And we want to give some tips on those. Is it, you know, does it yellowtail usually run a little bit deep, don't they? So what do you?
Well, no, they'll go right to the surface. The ones that we caught my buddy caught was on a surface iron, which is unusual because the stuff they've been working on lately has been the most successful. Has been yo-yo jigs like Salus 6X Juniors, Sumo Junior jigs, that kind of stuff where you drop the jig down and wind on it really fast. That kind of stuff's been working good. The little laser minnows have been working good, but it's been vertical fishing and a little bit of the bait fishing, but not so much that way. But
so
it's been,
you go down, what, 50, 60 feet?
Yeah, you go down maybe 100. It depends on where you're metering the fish. A lot of the stuff has been meter mark stuff, so you'll kind of see the stuff puddling on the surface, and there'll be birds above it. You get there. If you chase this stuff around, you just drive yourself crazy because it just pops for a second or two.
Okay.
And you race over to it, and you get there, and you yo-yo, and you kind of miss it. So what to do is to find a zone where the fish are coming, go shut your boat down and kind of wait for them. And it's kind of frustrating to watch it happen, but sooner or later that stuff will come to you.
Oh.
And if you pay attention to the meter, you can watch it swim over the boat, and then you're on it when it happens, and it saves you a lot of frustration of chasing it around and being there.
Oh, okay.
Too late every time.
What about live bait or chumming? Does that work?
Not so much with this stuff. They're chasing a little teeny squid. So squid that's the size of your little fingers, what these guys are on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to imitate that. Sometimes I'll use a little lead head, a little bucktail jig that's a little white bucktail jig, and try to catch them on that. But just a yo-yo jig where you get them down under, and that seems to be what has been the most successful. They'll bite the sardine a little bit like this, fly line or on a dropper loop. But I think most of these guys we're catching here have been on a yo-yo jig.
Dan, this is the time of the year, you know, when people are getting excited about the new fishing season. And I imagine West Marine is starting to bring some stuff in. Is there anything that you might want to mention?
Oh, we got some great stuff. We just opened a new sale up. It just came up. And our binoculars, which you want to use for looking for these birds, all the West Marine brand binoculars are 30% off right now. Excellent time to get in and get a pair of binoculars for your fishing for the year. Also, there's some other good stuff. If you need to buy some Mirage for the youngsters, we've got some spinning gear that's inexpensive, that's just incredibly inexpensive right now for the kids, that works great for it. So we've got that thing going on. We also have a great set of stainless steel rod holders. Our regular clamp-on rod holders are usually $49 or only $29 or $20 off. So get a couple more clamp-on rod holders for your T-top right now. It's a great time to get those.
Oh, that's great. And, of course, everything that you were talking about on how to catch these yellows, West Marine is, especially your store, the Superstore in San Diego, has got all that stuff covered.
Yeah, I got that stuff in stock and waiting for you, just ready to go.
Okay. Well, it sounds like, Grizz, it sounds like there's fishing all over the place.
Yeah, and it does. And it's great.
The yellowtail, Dan, are probably, we're still towards the beginning of that?
Yeah, I expect to see this stuff. Now that the stuff's starting to show up at the Coronados, that's a good sign that we may see those guys camped out there for a couple of months. That would be what we'd hope to see.
Fantastic, Dan. Thank you very much for all that great information. We're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan. That was Dan Hart from West Marine, and we've got the Grizz. So we appreciate you tuning in. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio.